I don't get. I don't give a damn about the department. Don't you worry about that. What we'll do is just study it, and
yeah.
I told them that probably we ought to appoint a commission of let you name seven of the toughest guys you've got, the sons of bitches that are just mean with you and giving it hell, and I'll get business to name seven, and then I'll name seven, and we'll study what we ought to do, if anything.
Yeah.
And I'll name pretty good, enlightened businessmen that are pretty friendly with your crowd, if you'll tell me who they are. I mean, somebody that's kind of a meanie man. I don't know, it may be Edgar Kaiser, or Tom Watson, or whoever's decent. We don't want any Sewell Averys or anything like that. And then I'll name seven college professors that are pro-labor, and we'll see what comes out of it. Maybe we can work some. If we can't, I'll just send it up. I don't want you kicking it to death, but we'll just tell them to bury it.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll send it up for history. I know it's right.
I think that's all
but,
right.
But I don't want to get anybody in the fight. We got other fish to fry.
Well, we had a very good meeting with them, but our fellas let them know just what our position was. You know what I mean?
Well, it's all right. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
But you never have had... in the years since you and Sam Gompers came to this town where you walk in the White House and have lunch and briefing and the Secretary of State.
That is true, and that's not lost on our people by any means.
They're reporting to you. And I want you to get Wilbur Mills a wire and tell him to not keep this country uncertain and to please act quickly with this thing going as it is.
I've instructed Andy this morning how to handle that, to just let the people over there know that while we have never liked this credit business, that we're all for putting it back at this time.
Well, you just tell him to go and tell those members and tell him to write me a little note on who he's talked to so I can feel him. They've called a meeting for Tuesday morning.
Yeah, well, Andy thinks that all he'll have is one day.
And he told me. He promised me just one day. But we got to touch these bases before that day. He ought to start with Cecil King.
Yeah.
Then he ought to go right down the line, Democrats and Republicans, and say, we want you to know that we haven't been strong for this one way or the other, but now that we promised it and the president promised it, we think that we ought to have uncertainty. And a guy's going to build a plane next January oughtn't to have to wait. He can start now.
Yeah, well, I'll follow up. I already talked to Andy, but I'll follow up.
Well, you tell him to come in and tell Joe Califano how many of these 25 he's talked to, and let's touch base on it.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, George.